I have always loved the night. Whereas daytime is usually any grown-up's obstacle course of time-sensitive responsibilities, the nighttime suspends the pressured pace of daily life. Yet once we're convinced this half of our 24-hour life cycle is the proper time for slumber, many of us begin equating night owls with deadbeats. We all know the maxim, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. But a true night person might counter that argument by saying early to bed is also a recipe for adventureless living devoid of poetic passions. With or without the gilded lily of cocktails, I dare say more people have fallen in love after midnight than after lunch. To genuine night owls, nothing is more spiritually productive than life after dark when jazz makes sense and conversations become intimate. There is a poise in the night that allows our minds to wander, where dreams seem intuitive and nostalgia feels timely. It's why I often nap before rising with the moon. Growing up, I was never given summer bedtime curfews, so I became moonstruck discovering a radio show called Music Till Dawn. This 1950s program introduced me to the softer side of modern jazz, artists with a more lyrical style, such as Andre Previn, George Shearing, and Cal Jader. It was the sultry soundtrack to the open window starry still of the night. Musical interludes soulfully shared with invisible listeners while others slept. That urban nocturne became my imaginary friend for life. Some cities own the night, none more than New York, which lapses at sunset into a magnetic lover. The city by day has pragmatic energy and urgent compulsions, while after dark it becomes more seductive and docile, with a sensuous whiff of danger and always the promise of unexpected serendipity. To truly savor the fascination a New York night proffers, one should walk. Last year, I caught an after-midnight jazz set in Greenwich Village. Rather than cab or subway back to the Upper East Side where I was staying, instead I trekked 100 blocks up Fifth Avenue until sunrise, seeing skyscraper silhouettes cast against the wee small hours of the morning mist. It was a visual and sensory affair to remember. Sadly, in most adult minds, the term all-nighter suggests insomnia or college life or sleep deprivation after a newborn's arrival, so the romance is lost in middle-age translation. But I confess to being an arrested development poet who never outgrew feeling never more alive than when I'm dead tired at dawn saying goodnight with the morning light. Once and forever, it's this lifetime's Midsummer Night's Dream come true.